enough. Here come the low space mother coming straight at you. Base report, Frankie Stocks. Frankie Stocks, the base report. This is the base report with Frankie Stocks. Frankie Stocks on his mission, questing and exposing in their eyes as they run off scared of the call out, cause they know all the secrets will fall out. Base report on the truth, exposing their crimes.
This is the base report with Frankie Stocks.
Welcome to the Base Report with Frankie Stocks here on the Stu Peters Network. I'm your host, Frankie Stocks. I thank everyone for joining me this evening. We are kicking off Christmas week with the Monday broadcast. I hope you're all super excited for Christmas. The kids all excited. Got all the plans, got all the ducks in a row, got all the presents. Take some time to remember the reason for the season, you know, among your family. I'm really, really trying to make a point of doing this with my son, especially now that he's at middle school age and there's, you know, he realizes what's going on in the world. So I'm telling myself every single day this week, make sure that you say something, show something, do something that gives the real reason for the season. So someone advised me of that. So I'm going to pass it on to the audience just as soon as we get started with the show here this evening. But I thank everybody for joining me here. We're going to kick off this week. We're going to, as I mentioned last week, have a little bit different of a schedule this week. There'll be some reruns. We're going to have an interview air at some point this week. But we are raring to go here on Monday evening because it was a really busy news weekend, extremely busy. And even Friday night, like after we went off of air on Friday night, three or four stories popped. It was like, wow, you know, things are moving very, very quickly. The U.S. obviously looking right down the barrel of war in Venezuela, but we are going to look way past Venezuela this evening because there is a whole lot going on in the Middle East, especially as it relates to our so-called greatest ally, who, as we reported here on the Base Report, just after it was announced by the White House, Benjamin Netanyahu will be visiting Donald Trump on December 29th at Mar-a-Lago. They're taking a little change of scenery. He usually goes to the White House. They launder his clothes. They roll out the red carpet, literally walks in there on a red carpet. You've got American soldiers saluting Benjamin Netanyahu, the whole nine yards here. But this time, it's going to be a little bit different. They're going to meet at Mar-a-Lago, which we can only imagine it's going to be an even more private venue. You know, what's more private than the Oval Office? Well, the president's private property, right? I mean, he can do whatever he wants. And so they'll have all the privacy in the world for Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu to hammer out their plans for the next 3 years and hammer out their plans for how they're going to weaponize this country, the United States of America, as Israel's battering ram once again all around the world. We just mentioned Venezuela a moment ago, but this is going to spiral further out of control. We're going to have a little bit of coverage about Ukraine and Russia this evening. We're going to start off with kind of a change in pace here, a shifting of the gears from what we usually talk about. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But before we do, I want to remind everybody that the Base Report is brought to you by American Hemp Hub. Head on over to AmericanHempHub.com. Use that promo code Frankie at checkout, and you'll get free shipping on all of your orders over $40, and you'll also get a free little gift down in the box. So again, that's AmericanHempHub.com. Promo code Frankie. Support the show, support the network, support an American company. Full spectrum win here. And while you're online, you've got to head on over to thebasedreport.petclub247.com. This is all natural pet food, all natural pet supplements. They've even got pet toys. And both of these sites are great. You know, look, if you're looking for a little last minute Christmas surprise to yourself, to your pet, to one of your family members, whatever the case may be, you know, look, I know we're just a couple days away here, but you place that order. It's in the spirit of Christmas gift giving. You've given it, you've ordered that gift before Christmas. It's almost as if you went to the store and you bought it in person. So it comes a few days late and you say, look, I heard about these great products, you know, 3 days before Christmas. And I thought of you and I had to order it. Or I heard of these great products and I just couldn't resist. I had to try them out for Christmas, for New Year's. And so I had to order them. They're not going to be here until a couple of days after. But look, it's still the Christmas season, right? You know, something like that. You'll know exactly how to shake it out there. But those are two great sites for last minute gift giving opportunities. Or again, if you just want to give a nice little gift to yourself or to one of your furry friends. Now, look, one more place, and this is to be totally honest, the most important of all of these places that I'm going to tell you to go online, because this is life-saving information. And this is StuPeters.tv. You have got to check out VaxxAnation. This is the new exclusive docuseries from the Stu Peters Network, drilling down on every single one of these so-called vaccines that are being peddled to our kids from the day that they are born. This country is the most medicated, if you can even call it that, the most vaccinated, again, if you can even call it that, nation on the face of the earth. The American people are subject to constant barrages of chemical and biological warfare, and it really begins the moment that you leave the womb, the moment that you enter planet Earth as a breathing, seeing, hearing human being outside of the womb. You are being bombarded, and actually, you know, I take that back. It's before you even leave the womb. Think of what we have learned about Tylenol, for instance. Think of what we have learned about the dangers of so-called vaccines going into the bodies of pregnant mothers or of future mothers and then passing on to their children and afflicting them with the bioweapon, with the chemical weapon. So this stuff is really... This is an issue that over the course of the next few years, and especially the next couple of decades, it's going to get to the point where you are going, it's not even going to be considered, you know, unusual for someone to actually speak out and say, hey, a bunch of people are sick with this because so many people are going to be sick. It's going to be one of those things that they're going to roll out and just say, you know, oh, yeah, yeah, sure. All those people got sick from that vaccine. We remember, you can't sue them anyways, because Ronald Reagan signed that legislation back in the 80s, right after he signed the amnesty legislation for the illegals. He gave amnesty to illegals. He gave amnesty to Big Pharma. But they'll just, this is what they do with everything. You know, oh, yeah, we remember that. Oh, yeah, sure, the government did that. Yeah, we poisoned you. Yeah, we killed that guy. Yeah, we slaughtered hundreds of thousands, millions of people. Yeah, we made millions of kids afflicted with autism or this or that or the third or myocarditis or whatever health condition it is. They just eventually, they passively admit these things and everyone just accepts it. But this is not something that we can accept. These people need to be thrown in prison. And the first part of holding them accountable is getting this life-saving information out there to the American public, to the world, to the entire world. But really, everyone in this audience, you've got to check this out. So StuPeters.tv, VaxxAnation. This is an issue that, as I've mentioned before, this is important to me. And I think it's important to a lot of people out in the audience. And so again, that's StuPeters.tv, VaxxAnation. You have got to check it out. And if you're going to be off work over the course of the next few days, you know, the next week, whatever you got going on, it's a great time to crack into that series again over at StuPeters.tv. But look, guys, with all that said, again, I want to thank you for joining me as we kick off Christmas week. And as I mentioned, we're going to get into kind of a different story than we usually discuss to start the show. And the story that we're going to get into are reports of extremely dense fog in California, in areas where there is never fog, in dry areas. So look, there's a little video clip. There's a guy that raised this issue on a podcast. It has been raised by others across social media. We're going to play the clip. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this, not so much about California, because as y'all know, I'm not in California. If any of you guys are, please drop down in the comments section, shoot me a post on X, email me at frankie@stupeters.com, and let me know if you're experiencing this as well, but not just California, all over the country, because I've experienced this myself and I've talked to a lot of people from far and wide who've experienced this as well. Unusually dense fog, insanely dense fog, oftentimes in areas where you never see fog in the first place. So look, let's play this clip. We'll come back in just a moment.
I think they're moving something.
Okay.
Right over our head. We can't see anything. We don't get fog inland like where we live. Occasionally, maybe once a year. The last week, it's like I live in fucking, I don't know what Maine is like, but I imagine Maine is foggy. And I then, in the group chat Discord, people were talking about San Jose and Central Valley. So then I Google it. The whole fucking state has deep, deep fog.
So you think there's a conspiracy on why fog is coming before Christmas?
Yeah, I think they're moving something.
Moving what though? Aliens?
Maybe. UFOs?
Okay.
You cannot see anything.
No, you can't. It's a good kind of way to distract the population.
I just don't believe, what is this fog? This is bullshit.
So, I mean, I'm not the weatherman. You can't even see the stoplight.
What an incredible way to do anything you want. And it may not even be over our head. It could be in the street. Like all of a sudden, if 50 tanks just move.
I think millions of people all over the country have experienced exactly what that guy is talking about. This just crazy dense fog. And look, In my experience, what's been accompanied by the dense fog is sickness. You hear people saying, "Ah, the fog came and I got a respiratory sickness." Well, I've heard it plenty in X spaces. I've heard it plenty just talking about with people, but I've seen it myself because my son got extremely sick during one of these fog blitzes. And I didn't get sick. He didn't pass it off to me. He's with me all the time unless he's at school. So, you know, what's the deal here? Well, it seems to me that the fog was infecting people with something or affecting them with something, that these are the effects of this fog being just barreled in to towns all over this country. And I firmly believe that there is something to this. You know, you start recognizing patterns, as we could say. You learn how to recognize a pattern. Well, it's a real easy pattern to see that there's fog all over this country and that people are falling ill after the fog strikes. And look, this happened, my personal anecdote here that I'm talking about, over a year ago. This has been going on for quite a while. And again, I've talked to numerous people. There was actually a point in time when, if you were in the X spaces, you would hear people talking about this constantly, saying, "Man, have y'all seen this fog?" This was probably sometime last year. And now here we are. It's coming again. Once again, here's the fog. And it's this guy in California says, "I don't get fog like this." He's openly speculating this is man-made. I think a lot of other people, myself included, are openly speculating that this is man-made. And this, you know, even 5 years ago, 6 years ago, even though much information was already publicly available, you would have been called crazy for talking about this. But guess what? Nothing's crazy anymore. Nothing is crazy. Debating the shape of the earth isn't crazy. We'll have to talk about that sometime. Probably over a year ago. Yeah, because I still lived in my old place. So well over a year ago, I came on air with Stu. And just as a guest, because I had written a report on another website where I was writing at the time. And I came on to talk about a report about the weather manipulation and about the shape of the earth. So look, this stuff is not, at one point in time, yeah, sure, you would have been called crazy. I'm at this point, I'm open to every single possibility. And honestly, a true tip of the hat here to Stu and to the Stu Peters Network. This is a place where you can come and you can air these ideas out. And you can actually do it without getting silenced. You can talk about, you know, obviously, as you guys see, anything. But you can air these ideas out and you can get the information out there and you can start crowdsourcing these investigations to people like has been done off this network, especially Stu's show, time and time and time again with any limitless number of topics. You can get information out there that they want silenced in other places, even in the so-called independent media sphere. Those people want to silence this type of topic, the type of topics we were talking about a moment ago with the so-called vaccines, topics we're going to talk about later this evening. But it's not getting silenced here. And so truly, tip of the hat to Stu, who's up next, by the way. Watch a show, Stu Peters Show, 8 p.m. Eastern time, right after the Based Report. But truly, tip of the hat when I think back on that, for giving me the platform to come on and talk about it. We talked about Admiral Byrd's voyage, his expedition, I guess you'd call it. It's not the 1400s, his expedition to Antarctica, where he described finding a lush green area, where he described potentially encounters with some kind of advanced civilization. I mean, look, all of this stuff, these are things that we all need to talk about and air out and get onto the table. And people can say, the journal entry from Byrd about the advanced civilization was fraudulent. That's fine. Go ahead and say that. What you cannot deny are his government-backed reports, his stowed away in the government archives of the United States. You can access them anytime that you want. And when he led a U.S. military expedition to Antarctica, they described finding a lush green area with flowing warm water. There's even video footage of areas with flowing water in Alaska. I've posted them on X before. If I had it handy right now, I would tee it up and I would play it. But that's to say, I say all of this to say, in the lane of this fog, nothing that we are told we should believe anymore from our government. These are not trustworthy people. Are they lying to us about the shape of the earth? I don't know. Are they lying to us about what's in Antarctica? Yes, I know that for a fact because I was taught in public schools and everyone that I went to public schools with was taught in public schools that Antarctica was from some frozen wasteland that nobody ever went to, nobody had ever settled in. There's people that live there on rotating basis. What are they doing? I don't know. Are they looking for resources? They're supposedly not able to extract resources from Antarctica. So what's going on in Antarctica? We don't know, but we know that we've been lied to about it. Been told that it's just some wasteland, nothing there, nothing useful, it's penguins. No, there's government scientists from countries that supposedly hate each other in Antarctica all the time. All the time. You'll have the US and Russia about to go to war with each other. And then you have U.S. and Russian scientists in Antarctica all working toward the same ends. What the hell are they all looking at down there that's so important? And why was it that after World War II, they all settled on how Antarctica was going to be handled and that nothing was going to get taken out of there? Nobody was going to go there. You can't even drop down below certain parallels without being potentially killed, at least chased out of there and heavily fined, potentially thrown in prison. So And don't hit me with the Antarctica cruise. I've looked into them extensively. You're not getting any kind of legitimate, you know, even a chance at seeing something. You're going to some peninsula way up there. They can just dock you, let you look around, and you can leave. I've looked into the Antarctica cruises. It's a no-go until they start taking you to that lush green area that was described by Admiral Byrd and that we were lied to as children and as adults about by our government, especially by our government education system, which we've all been corralled into so that we will look straight forward, looking towing the government line and saying what they want us to say, doing what they want us to do. It's the Zog machine line. This is beyond the government. We're not just talking about your school board. We're not just talking about the state government or even the federal government. This is the Zog machine. That twisted and tangled demonic web that we talk so much about and that is waging a war on the minds of humanity at all times, psyop after psyop after psyop, and they're waging wars on the minds of humanity with the weather, with even telling us what is on our own planet. They want to talk about space. Let's talk about what's under the ocean. What the hell's under there? It's never been explored. I mean, it's just... we've been totally shifted off into the wrong direction. And we should be looking right here. We've got answers right here all around us. And we always have. Always have. This earth was created by God. Here we are. Let's see what we've got, right? We've been lied to because what is there? Extra land, extra resources? I don't know, but we've been lied to over and over again. And I didn't mean to take this down the path of Antarctica. I'll have to pull that old report back up and go through it sometime here on the Based Report. Or maybe I can find the clip from that old segment that I did with Stu and play it here on the Based Report. You get down this Antarctica rabbit hole, and I mean, you will stay up all night reading through documents in the Library of Congress for, you know, several weeks on end. It really is fascinating, completely fascinating stuff. But look, let's change gears here. We're going to talk about the media. We're going to talk about the very same people who are conditioning the American mind and the human mind at large all around the world to not ask any questions, to not do any of your own research, to be scared that you're going to be called dumb or ridiculed or be called stupid if you come out and you start asking legitimate questions about the world around us and about the people who are running it. And look, over on CBS over the weekend, I was watching a couple of clips from Face the Nation, and I noticed something about the set of Face the Nation on CBS, just in case you forgot who owns the corporate media. There they are. The menorahs everywhere. And look, these aren't just any old menorahs, because this menorah placing program has been run by Shabbat Lubavitch for 50 years. They've been at it for 50 years, and in the process, they got nativity scenes banned from public spaces. 15,000 public menorahs will be placed by Chabad this year, 50 years since the first public menorah at Independence Hall. And here it is, the National Menorah in Washington, D.C. Of course, the photo credit is to American Friends of Lubavitch, Chabad, because these are the people who are responsible for placing these things all over our country, including on news sets days before Christmas. Now, look, you can hit me with, hey, it's Hanukkah. The seasons coincide. It's Hanukkah time. I don't care if it's Hanukkah time. I'm an American. This is a country that was founded by Christians. This is a country which to exist, for the United States to exist in any form of being America, the culture of this country must be white. It must be Christian. That is the United States of America. Our people are an amalgamation of Christian Europeans. That is who founded this country. That is who built this country. That is who is responsible for the great advances of this country and in many instances of mankind. The United States of America was built by and for white Christians of good moral character. It wasn't built for Chabad. It wasn't built so that CBS, run by Barry Weiss, can subvert the minds of the American public into thinking it's totally normal to see these public displays of a foreign religion all over the place. I don't care what religion it is. Obviously, it's at its most subversive because we know who's doing it. This is Jewish subversion 101 at its finest, just right up there in your face. Yeah, let's compare Hanukkah to Christmas as if they're comparable on any level, not just in American culture, but in historical significance and significance to the people who celebrate them and have celebrated them over the course of years. These Jews didn't care about Hanukkah until they moved into the West and they said, we need a counterweight to Christmas, so let's use Hanukkah. That's what this is. And now you see Benjamin Netanyahu running humiliation ceremonies where he's telling Mike Huckabee America wouldn't exist. The Huckabee family itself wouldn't exist if the Jews didn't celebrate Hanukkah. So I don't care if it's the week of Hanukkah and they have some menorah up there. Where's your cross? Where's your nativity scene? You don't have one. Somebody pointed out in the comments section, they had a Hebrew lettering around their name, of course. Oh, there's a poinsettia. There's a poinsettia. Don't you see it over there in the corner? They're celebrating Christmas too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the plant celebrates Christmas, or the holographic Christmas tree that they call a holiday tree. Yeah, that's a real expression of Christianity, right? They have a Jewish religious item, a Jewish religious ceremony sitting there blasted up on the Jumbotron. And where's the Christian iconography? You're going to tell me that a flower or a tree is a comparison from any kind of religious standpoint? No, it's not at all. Where's the nativity scene? They don't want the nativity scene for the very same reason that it was barred from public display in the United States while the menorah is not. Because these people hate Christians. And because these people see this as an opportunity to chop at the throat of the Christian foundations of the United States of America and of our people. Americans throughout history have been Christian. Americans throughout history who have not been religious practitioners have observed Christian traditions. People always want to throw Thomas Jefferson at you and say that he was some kind of, oh, he was a deist. Thomas Jefferson celebrated Christmas. Where was the national menorah when Thomas Jefferson was in the White House? It wasn't there because it was just taken for granted by everyone. This country celebrates Christmas. This is a Christian country. In some of our greatest moments in national history, including around the founding of this country, especially when we talk about men like George Washington, they center around Christmas. During the World Wars or any other war that this country has fought for that matter, usually at the behest, especially when we talk about the world wars, of people who don't celebrate Christmas, of people who hate Christmas and hate Christians and hate Jesus. Have they said, we're going to have the troops home by Hanukkah? The troops are going to be home by Hanukkah, guys. Rest assured, this war will be over by mid-December. No, they say the troops are coming home by Christmas. I'll be home for Hanukkah. No, you won't. You'll be home for Christmas. Because this is America. And we are Americans. And we are the people of a white Christian nation. And you know what? This country's had a black population since the 1600s. Well, guess what? Another mega following of Christianity group there, especially when you talk about the United States. So the people who built this country, the people who founded this country, whites, are Christians. And the oldest minority group in this country, who's been here from the beginning, they're also Christians. I mean, are you seeing a pattern here? I think that the pattern is that America is a Christian country and that Americans are a Christian people and that we are being subverted right up in our faces on national television by media corporations that are run and owned and chaired on boards by Jews. This isn't some big mystery. There's not really even a pattern to recognize. The only thing to recognize here is this overt anti-Christian, anti-Christmas aggression. You know, not that long ago, I saw somebody with one of those old bumper stickers, and I know they came from Bill O'Reilly, a neocon who I often mention on this show in relation to invading foreign nations, because I can remember being a teenager and Bill O'Reilly coming on Fox News and he could barely contain himself with his lust for a U.S. invasion of Mexico or a U.S. invasion of Venezuela or a U.S. regime change in Venezuela. So I don't say this as an admirer of Bill O'Reilly, but I say it as an admirer of the bumper sticker. We say Merry Christmas. Do y'all remember those? I saw somebody with a car that I guess they'd had long enough that they still had one of those Bill O'Reilly bumper stickers on it. We say Merry Christmas. And that is what Americans say because this is a Christian country. You can even look at like corporatized aspects of this country. Remember back on around Thanksgiving, we talked about the really catastrophic effects on the family and the observance of Thanksgiving. And then on the meaning, as I kind of mentioned at the start of the show, I constantly am trying to remind myself because I need to. I have to remind myself of the meaning of Christmas, right? So Black Friday, that's a thing that pulled away from the meaning of Christmas. It pulled away from family time at Thanksgiving. But why do we have Black Friday in this country? Well, because it's the first day of the Christmas shopping season. It's not the first day of the Hanukkah shopping season. It's not the first day of the Kwanzaa shopping season. It's not the first day of the Ramadan shopping season. This is the first day of the Christmas shopping season, the day after Thanksgiving. That's what that is. And that's exactly why it took off and became such a big deal in this country. Now, unfortunately, we know who was profiting off of it. People who don't like Christmas, people who wanted to subvert the meaning of Christmas, people who wanted to subvert American families gathering on Thanksgiving. And we know exactly who those people are. The very same ones who are celebrating Hanukkah, the very same ones who are placing menorahs outside the White House or on the set of CBS News. But this has gotten so up in your grill, so obvious of, hey, we're trying to make some false equivalency here. Hanukkah, Christmas, same thing. No, it's not. No, it's not. America is a Christian country. And when you see on national news broadcasts or you see outside of our White House, menorahs, no nativity scenes, no crosses. You're looking at an act of subversion. You are looking at a flag planting ritual. We talked on this show not long ago about the flag planting rituals taking place in the United States Capitol building and in the congressional office buildings around the clock. We've documented them here on the Stu Peters Network. We've documented them here on the Based Report, filming the foreign flags that are flying in our nation's capital, in our nation's congressional office buildings that are supposed to be owned by the American people and united under one flag, the American flag. Well, guess what? They're planting foreign flags in our government buildings, in the buildings that are owned by our people, and they're planting foreign religious items in our government buildings, in the buildings that are owned by our people, because it is a flag planting ceremony, a menorah planting ceremony. It is a domination ritual that these people are acting out on the United States of America. They get off on this stuff, and they especially love it when Americans sit there and lap it up and bend over the barrel and say, oh yeah, it's the free religion, the free religion. No, these people don't want you to have free religion. The very same people who are planting these menorahs outside or inside of our government buildings got them banned, got nativity scenes banned from government buildings in this country. The very same people who are planting the menorahs in our White House, outside of our White House, in our Capitol, outside. They have these displays all over the country. What was the number? 15,000 of them across this country planted by Shabbat Lubavitch in their domination rituals on public land, but no nativity scenes, no crosses. And you know what? When there is a cross, when there's a memorial to our war dead, they'll sue to have it ripped down. One of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's final year acts, one of the last things she did as a Supreme Court justice was try to get Christianity ripped out of the public square by ruling in favor of removing a cross to America's war dead from a public park in Maryland. These people at every turn will try to remove Christianity from this country. They are planting foreign religious items, effectively a foreign flag on our land, right in the chest of our people. This is a spit in the face of the American people, and that is the gesture that they are going with. And look, we're going to cut to break here in a minute, but I want to round off something I said a moment ago about the free expression of religious freedom, right? Not only do these people get Christianity ripped out of the public sphere, these people show up at the White House, specifically talking about Shabbat. These people show up at the White House, the tunnel dwellers. And every single year, the President of the United States signs a proclamation declaring Education and Sharing Day, in which the American people are supposed to learn about Noahideism. We're supposed to learn about this Jewish conquest domination practice that they want to inflict on the American people, where spreading the gospel is considered a form of blasphemy or a form of idolatry or a form of anti-Semitic hate mongering. That is who these people are. These people have gone to great lengths to push Christianity out of the public eye in this country. And now we see, and they act and they pretend and they gaslight, and so do their sycophants, as if this stuff was there the entire time and you're just a big idiot. Oh, don't you remember being a kid? There were menorahs everywhere. No, there wasn't. No, there wasn't. So it's just, it's they want this to seem normal to you. And it's not normal because this is America, a white Christian country. You have Israel for a reason. The rest of the world was blackmailed into giving the Jews that land so that they could go practice Judaism undisturbed. So why are you encroaching on our civilization in 2025? You told us the problem was solved in 1948. So what happened? Obviously, the problem wasn't solved. Look, guys, we got to cut to break here. I'm Frankie Stocks. This is The Base Report. We will be back in just a few moments, so stick with me.
Out here in the Driftless region, where the soil's rich and the water runs pure, we grow hemp that hits different. American Hemp Hub's Entourage line? It's not just a product, it's a vibe. Crafted from the finest Midwest hemp, we harness the Entourage Effect, THC Plus and CBD Plus, teaming up to amplify the good and ditch the bad. This ain't your average buzz. It's bold. It's balanced. It's built for those who live life unfiltered. From the heart of the Midwest, we're rewriting the rules. No compromises, just results. Feel the freedom. Own. Moment. Explore your vibe through our Entourage line. Visit AmericanHempHub.com.
Welcome back to The Base Report with Frankie Stocks here on the Stu Peters Network. I'm your host, Frankie Stocks. Thanks to everyone for sticking with me through that break. Thanks for joining me for this evening's broadcast as we kick off Christmas week. Again, I hope that everybody's ready for the Christmas holiday, and then we'll just be knocking on the door of the new year. It's honestly hard to believe that it's already 2026, but this year has really flown by. Really, really appreciate everyone's support here on the Based Report. Couldn't do it without you guys tuning in and watching every evening. Appreciate all the feedback and everything that you guys have been giving me. If you need my email address, it's frankie@stupeters.com. But really and truly, guys, I'm doing like some end of year, you know, Christmas, New Year's time reflecting. And I really do, bottom of my heart, appreciate every single one of you guys for tuning in. This show has just, we've got a mission. We're cutting through the lies. We're cutting through the disinformation every single day. And it just feels so good to be out here in this fight every day. So truly, guys, thank you. God bless you. 2025 was a great year. Getting the Based Report rolling and realizing just how bad things actually are. You know, I still had a bit of a veil up in 2024 because I voted for Trump. 2025, this was the year of total truth, total revelation of what's really going on. And I think that it was that way for a whole lot of people. You know, we thought that we were fully awake, but there was no, we weren't now. And hey, we might still not be fully awake. There's still information out there. There's still things to learn. I'm learning stuff every single day. So 2026, we're going to be rolling in to the new year, ready to kick ass, ready to search for the truth, and ready to spread the truth, cut through the lies, etc., all year long. Look, guys, with that said, I want to jump in to a story. You know what? Actually, I'm going to change topics here to start the second segment. I saw this over the weekend, and when I saw it, give me 1 second here. I saw this over the weekend, and when I saw it, I said, I've got to talk about that on the Based Report. And then we'll move in to what we're going to mostly discuss this segment, which is going to be pretty much related to what we were talking about in the first segment, at least from the standpoint of, hey, guess what? It's the same people. And here they are trying to subjugate someone else, this time around the world. But anyways, look, let's jump into to this really quick. I'm going to share the screen. I saw this at a 7-Eleven in Virginia. Due to the Federal Reserve's decision to stop minting pennies, the store is experiencing a shortage. If possible, please pay with exact change or use debit, credit, or contactless payment. And notice, before we say anything else, they have the announcement up above it in Spanish before English, because this area has been so taken over by illegal invaders that it's a higher likelihood that they're going to be reading the Spanish sign than the English sign. But it's kind of funny, you know, they should have put the Spanish sign down low because it would be eye level with adult Mexicans, whereas the English sign should be up high so that it's at adult level or maybe even childhood level with a white woman. Right? But so they've got it all mixed up here. But either way, they're saying that due to the Federal Reserve's decision to stop minting pennies, the store is experiencing a shortage of pennies. And as I say here, cashless society incoming. That is what this is all about, a cashless society. They start by taking away the pennies and then they just move up the rung. What do you need a nickel for? What do you need a quarter for? Why do you need a dime? Oh, hey, how about those dollar bills? I've heard people say we should stop printing $1 bills. We should stop printing money. How about that? The Federal Reserve should be shut down, and the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. Mint, should be the only people with any game in this, with any action in this game. So shut down the Federal Reserve, and they should stop printing money forever. But the sentiment of saying let's get rid of the $1 bills, of the 1 cent piece, this is going to move up. This is a jumping off point for saying you don't really need cash. Nobody uses pennies. I use pennies all the time. Every time I pay for something in cash, I'm getting pennies back in change, and then I'm using them again. There's not a shortage of pennies. I don't believe that. They've said that before, and then they turned around and told us there were too many pennies, so they were going to stop minting them. So which one is it? Or are you just lying to us and driving us off the cliff of a cashless society? And yes, I'm well aware that 7-Eleven isn't the government. But this isn't just a government action. We are living under a merger of the corporation, the bank, and the state. And moving into a cashless society is a move that is heavily supported by guess who? Corporations and banks. They want to get rid of cash. They want to be able to latch on to every single piece of information in your life the second that you hold your phone up to their reader, or the second that you hold your chip up to their reader. I mean, I've actually had conversations with people where they tell me, yeah, I'd get a chip. Yeah, that'd be awesome. You wouldn't have to carry your wallet anywhere. Chip, chip, chip. And never, never. But really, this whole get rid of the pennies, this is a step towards saying we're just getting rid of all cash. And when you get rid of all cash, you get rid of all freedom. I can buy something from you in cash today. You can buy something from me in cash today, and nobody ever has to know. All of a sudden, you've got only electronic payments, and everybody knows everything. Anybody who wants to knows about everything that you've purchased. I mean, I think actually with that becoming a factor, and it is becoming a factor, look at countries like in Scandinavia, I believe in Sweden, in Scandinavia, they have, in the Scandinavian region, I want to be clear about that so it doesn't sound like I'm calling Scandinavia a country. But in the region of Scandinavia, I believe it is in the country of Sweden. It is very widespread just to say we don't accept cash. And people are like, oh, I love it. I love paying with this. Well, that's probably why your country has been invaded and you're being subjugated and pushed into the face of the earth and genocided as a people even faster than Americans, because you're willing to pick this up and say, sure, I'll go cashless. I love it. But what can we say? I mean, the American people have walked right into this as well. Everybody wants to pay with their phone. We're moving very, very quickly towards just saying, hey, there is no cash anymore. And this is just how it's going to be. And there's some corporations are already doing that. Some businesses are already doing that, saying we don't accept cash. Everybody thought that you had to accept cash. Remember years ago, I was at a Washington Nationals game and I was trying to buy a bag of peanuts. They had this big black lady who was working back behind the counter, and I try to give her cash, and she goes, oh, the only thing I take cash for is my tips. I'm like, what? You had to pay with card. And so it's already started. This has already happened. Like it's been in the works for years. I want to say that was probably 5 years ago. I was still doing HVAC full time because I was about to start on a new project the next day. And I was like worried about getting home early in time from this game that I was going to celebrate my dad's friend's birthday. So at least 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they were cashless at Nationals Park in DC. And I'm sorry I'm getting so hung up on the years here, but the timeline does matter to me. Timelines have always mattered to me as far as you can see things coming. You can look back and in retrospect, or maybe even at the time, you can see things coming. Like I knew as a kid, 12, 13 years old, that white people were going to be pushed out of every single facet of this society because I was going to public schools and I saw it happening there, and I saw rules only being applied to whites, and I saw whites being targeted by the schools deliberately, especially white kids who came from nice homes with two parents. And this isn't unique. Talk to any guy my age, probably women too, but especially guys my age, white guys, and they'll have seen that coming their entire K-12 school career. And it just bubbled up over the course of a generation to where now the people who've been conditioned into that are adults, and they're trying to inflict it on everybody else along with their handlers, along with the handlers of the people who ruined their brains in the first place. But so look, we've been going down this road for at least 6 years in my personal experience, and I'm going to wager here that if I saw it within 6 years, it's been a lot longer than that. And so, it's apparently not illegal to not accept cash. It's like the government has to accept cash, but apparently, unless there's state laws dictating otherwise, you don't have to accept cash. So these corporations are already primed and in position to say, we're going to partner with the government and everything's going to be tracked. And then they'll start tracking all your purchases. They'll start advertising to you. They'll start adjusting prices as you walk through the store. There is technology out there, And I want to say the grocery corporation, the big parent company that's probably then owned wholly by private equity, that owns Kroger, that they have the patent or the rights to this technology where you will be walking into stores. They will know that you have entered the store because your contactless payment method has been clocked entering the store. And as you individually walk up to shelves, the prices will change to prices that you yourself would be willing to pay. And this is stuff that these grocery corporations, they've already got in the works. When we go cashless and they track every purchase and they advertise to you or they adjust the prices they're going to offer you based off of what they've seen you do with your contactless payment method, whether it's your phone holding it up, making a payment, or if it's your hand, I don't know, could it be something else? I don't know. But this stuff is already out there. It's already being worked on. It's already bubbling up. And now we've got another hoax of there ain't enough pennies. That's just not true. You're just lying. So I'm going to have to make a couple more stops at other 7-Elevens and see if they've got these signs. Say, is this some kind of corporate-wide 7-Eleven type of deal? Is it just this franchisee? How many other locations, how many other stores are doing this? So keep an eye out for this because I think that this is a big hoax. I know it's a big hoax, but I think that this big hoax will be used to push us in to saying, oh yeah, just tap to pay. They say it right down there on the sign. What's to say, if possible, please pay with exact change or use debit, credit, or here's the big one, contactless payment. Just putting it in your mind, hey, bring that contactless payment because you might not be able to use cash. So, hey, just tap it, baby. Just tap it. But look, let's move on here. Who's a big group that benefits from the centralization of everything? The abolition of freedom, especially when we talk about from a financial aspect, well, it's the people who run the banks. And who runs the banks? It's the people that we were just talking about in the first segment. Sure, it's not the Chabad menorah planter directly, but it's a member of that same tribe. It's a follower of that same Talmud, that very same book that says our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in hell, boiling in semen and excrement, and that his mother Mary is a whore. These people are sick. And they're reminding us once again just how sick they are as the Israeli government prepares to annex the West Bank, contingent on, or in accordance with, I should say, the $250 million that Miriam Adelson and AIPAC gave to Donald Trump to install him as president, which was contingent on the United States signing off on, sitting back and allowing it, funding it, supplying it, the annexation of the West Bank, which they call Judea and Samaria. And you hear Republicans referring to the West Bank as Judea and Samaria. That is a Zio, Greater Israel Jewish expansionist talking point that you see these Shabbos Goy U.S. politicians picking up and running with. Judea and Samaria. No, it's the West Bank. That land doesn't belong to you. And you're not the descendants of the people who were there thousands of years ago anyways. You're a bunch of Eastern European Satanists who the rest of Europe couldn't stand throughout the ages. But now, you've got the United States on your side. You've got America as that battering ram. You can say, hey, we proclaim this to be our land. Everyone who's there is illegally on it, and we're going to take it. They say they're settling it. This is land that's been settled for thousands of years. They're not settling anything. They're running an ethnic cleansing campaign. And over the weekend, Israel launched multiple raids into the West Bank where they killed kids and where they roughed up Palestinian women and elderly people and men, run them out of their homes, humiliate them, line them up on the sidewalk, knock off a couple of them. Go back into your Satan state, into your crime state, and then get ready to go right back into Israel, into the West Bank the next day and do it all over again. That's who these Israelis are. And these people have been very, very open about their plans to turn the West Bank into Greater Israel. This is a march in the direction of Greater Israel, this Jew-run, Talmudic, anti-Christ map that they want to fill in with other people's land. They want the, I'm trying to get the post pulled up here so that I can show you guys in full context. These people are actively filling in the map of Greater Israel. And so look, I want to share this post with you, give some more details on this. And we've covered this real quick before we jump into that. We've covered this here on the Based Report before. These plans, which have been approved at various levels of the Israeli government, to say, hey, we're going to go in and annex the West Bank and fill it up with Jews and run off or kill all of the Palestinians who are there. And what are they going to do with the Palestinians they don't kill? They're going to send them into the West. They're going to send them into Europe or into the United States. These people who have had American bombs, American bullets shot at their heads, dropped on their heads for their entire lives. They've seen America. They've seen the West back this crime state, this genocidal, maniacal, wannabe empire in the Middle East, the real caliphate, Israel, Greater Israel, their fantasy empire. These people have been abused, tortured, murdered, raped, genocided, had the deeds to their homes stolen. Some Jew walks in and says, just get out. If I don't take it, someone else will. That's what they say. So these people have dealt with that their entire lives. And then those very same Jews are going to send these people in to the United States, into Europe, into the countries that, because of their membership in the central banking cabal, have fueled all of this. This is a deliberate clash of civilizations. It's a deliberate killing off of people all over the world. It spreads. It goes beyond the West Bank. It goes beyond Gaza. It goes beyond the Middle East. It spreads all around the world. We've seen this playing out for over 20 years. And now here we go. We're seeing it all over again as Israel approves of plans to annex portions of the West Bank. The Israeli government has approved 19 new quote-unquote settlements on land that's already been settled for thousands of years in the West Bank. The settlements, as they call them, are intended, according to the Israeli government, to further isolate and geographically fracture the Palestinian population and destroy any chance of future Palestinian statehood. Over the weekend, Israel conducted raids and killed kids in the West Bank. Remember, when Miriam Adelson paid over $250 million to make Donald Trump the president of the United States, she did so contingent on American support for the complete annexation and ethnic cleansing of the West Bank. And here we have the headline here. Israeli cabinet approves 19 new Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. These are Israeli soldiers with their carrying their weapons, walking during a weekly settlers tour in Hebron in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, December 20th, 2025. These people are walking around giving armed tours to the settlers who are going to come in and steal this land, who are going to come in and steal these homes and kill these people. And it's not just Muslims, especially in the West Bank. We've talked about this before too, and this is worth mentioning again. Armenian Christians have been slaughtered. They have had nerve agents deployed against them. They've had Israeli soldiers, Israeli police officers, Israeli settlers armed with attack dogs, military rifles, nerve agents who have raided these Armenian Christian communities that have been there longer than any of these Jews combined for over 1,000 years, dating back nearly 2,000 years. These people have been in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, in the Old City. And in both of those places, they're being killed. They're being run off of their land. You've got Armenian Orthodox. You've got Muslims. You've got other groups of Christians. And they're all being pushed off of the land that their people have inhabited for thousands of years. And the United States is standing here and fueling the entire thing. And remember, Benjamin Netanyahu is preparing to brief Trump for options on attacking the Iranian missiles program again. That is the report that we got this weekend. Benjamin Netanyahu's preparing to brief Trump for his options on attacking the Iranian missile program. At this point, the corporate media is openly admitting that Israel is in control of the U.S. military. And that's exactly what they're doing. You're coming into the United States for your meeting at Mar-a-Lago, and you're giving the president of the United States his options. He's coming in and saying, you're going to do what we say. You've got a couple of ways you can go about doing this. We're going to give you that leeway, give you that freedom, because you've been a good little boy, Donald. A good little goy, I should say. So we're going to give you a little leeway, let you make a couple of decisions. They're not really your decisions. We're telling you to make them anyways. But you'll feel like the big man. You'll feel like you did something unilaterally, independently. But no, it's Israel calling the shots the whole time, as Donald Trump reminded the nation of at that Hanukkah party at the White House, where he called Miriam Adelson up on the stage, kissy, 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 and says, she gave me $250 million to be president. Maybe I'll run for a third term and she'll give me $250 million more. These people are laughing at the American people. They are spitting in the face of the American people, and they are preparing to take the American people to war on multiple fronts. And if not directly take our men at this exact moment, they'll just annex more land, lay the pieces in place, and our men will be sent to die in the Middle East all over again. But look, they're already dying. The bodies of three Americans were just flown back from Syria. Why are they there? Because Israel. It's so obvious. It's right up in our faces. And now, not only do we have mass troop deployments to Latin America, it looks like we're about to have mass troop deployments to the Middle East, as Israel demands the United States goes to war with Iran, and as Israel prepares to kill a whole lot more people, kill a whole lot more kids, by ethnically cleansing and annexing the West Bank. Now guys, that's all the time that we have for this evening here on The Based Report. I'm Frankie Stocks. I appreciate each and every one of you for joining me. Merry Christmas to everyone out there in the audience. I thank you so much for tuning into the show. Stu is up next, so don't go anywhere. God bless.
This is a public service announcement. Here come the low-space mother, coming straight at you. Based Report, Frankie Stocks. Frankie Stocks, The Based Report. Based Report with Frankie Stocks. Frankie Stocks on his mission, questing and exposing their lies, as they run off scared of the call out, cause they know the secrets will fall out. Based Report on the truth, exposing their crimes.
This is The Based Report with Frankie Stocks.
These researchers found was that vaccinated children had 4.29 times the rate of asthma, 3.03 times the rate of atopic disease, 5.96 times the rate of autoimmune disease, and 5.53 times the rate of neurodevelopmental disorders.
A number of different diagnoses, including diabetes and ADHD, and a number of them, in the unvaccinated group, they were zero. In other words, all these chronic diseases that we're accepting, the reality is maybe 99% of them don't have to exist in children. That's not the way God made us. They looked at over 47,000 Medicaid claims between 1999 and 2011. Those who were vaccinated versus unvaccinated, I'd say an odds ratio of like 2.81. 2.81 to 1. So that would be 181% increase. Epilepsy seizures, 252%. Learning disorders, 581%. If you look at all these different diagnoses, they're all higher. For example, I'll just give you one example. Learning disorders in the full term is 581%. In the preterm, the ones who are vaccinated, 884% increase. Every single vaccine has an excipient that is a human toxin. Human toxin.